Game 2, Silver Tips and Thunderbirds, coming up in just a matter of moments and time now for our Coach's Conversation. Mike Benton with you, and we're joined by Silver Tips head coach Kevin Constantine. Kevin, first off, for this series, some might say in trying to bounce back from a Game 1 loss, it's a big one, but in your eyes, how big is this one?
It's first of four. I know I sound redundant, but that's what it's about. So the score of the series doesn't matter. It's first of four, and you got to go play your next shift. So, I mean, last night we'd always want to win out of your game, but then you go on to the next game. I mean, the shots last night, and something to think about. The shots last night, we got outshot. We're the same way we got outshot against Vicks in game one in our series. Now, we got the win out of that game, but if you look at shots, it was very, very similar. Seattle's tough because they don't give you very many scoring opportunities. They never do. They're... You know, all the things we pride ourselves on start with a warrior attitude, work and compete, provide some good structure so your game has a team feel to it. They're good at all those things too. So, so they won the first game, but it's not the first winner or the first game that matters. It's who gets to four. So we've got to just go play the game. And that means play your next shift, and that'll start with the first shift tonight.
Often it's said that leaders find the best ways to respond to these kind of situations. Going even as far back to the mid-90s Sharks teams that you have, Bob Berry is obviously a big part of the playoff narrative with his 16 keys to success. But the ultimate leaders, what do you see in them and how they respond best to games like these?
I'll be honest with you. I've seen better responses when you get your butt kicked. I know you're making me reflect many, many years ago, which has worked for me at my age, but one of the biggest upsets in NHL history was the San Jose Sharks in 93-94 beating the Detroit Red Wings. We were the last team to make the playoffs. They had won the President's Trophy as the best team in the NHL. We beat them in seven. People that remember the series will remember we got beat in Detroit 7-1 in game six, and it looked like the series is over. The beauty of when you get beat bad is the other team lets up a little bit, thinks they have it, and you get motivated from getting beat bad. So sometimes it's better to get beat bad than to barely lose. I like this psychology more when you get beat bad, but we're not going to choose to lose poorly. So we lost a game, but it's a game. We got to go play the next shift. It's immaterial at this point. And so you certainly hope that at this time of year, everybody brings their most warrior-like effort. But, also you got to have a energetic and optimistic outlook on this stuff. I rode home after the game last night, and they were talking about Russell Westbrook just, being the first triple-double guy average since Oscar Robertson 55 years ago. And everybody thought when Kevin Durant left Oklahoma that franchise was done. And Russell Westbrook constantly answered all summer long to teammates, management, and media. He's like, I got this. So we could say right now Seattle winning in our building is, the end of the world. And you choose how you feel. So we hope our players and encourage our players to feel like, I got this. Because that's the energetic, optimistic way to approach the ice. Be a little truculent, which is defined as I like a fight, so have some truculence, but also believe you can get this done.
What do you admire about your young players who might maybe take either the slow start or maybe even trying to focus on that next shift after a goal and make improvements in how they can grow early in this series?
Well, I mean, for our young guys, this is where Matt Fontaine and Patrick Bakoff were 4 years ago when we played Seattle in a first-round series. It's education, but what young players have to recognize is, as Cal Babich did in game six for us, you don't know who the unlikely hero is, and you have to get yourself mentally engaged in the process. So you might play slightly less, then you got to be a cheerleader. You got to be focused on the bench because all of a sudden you're in the game, and it can be a key moment I've seen so many. Brandon Routh last year scores 4 playoff goals when he only scored 5 the entire season. So I've just seen it over and over again. But the only guys that give themselves that chance are ones that are really mentally into, hey, there's some way I can help this group right now. Sometimes it's cheerleading, but often it's being ready for your next shift when it comes so you can contribute to the team.
How so far do you like your team with coverage on the guy as a namesake, like Barzal, like Kolesar, etc.?
Well, Seattle's good. I mean, there's no doubt that, you know, going into the season, we were supposed to finish maybe last. And Seattle was supposed to win it. And you can see why Seattle's supposed to win it. They're big. They're 10 pounds heavier per person than us. They're older than us. They had last year's pedigree. They got the best player in the league in Barzal. So they're good. So I'm very, very proud of the fact that our guys beat them in the regular season. And I don't know what will happen in the playoffs here. I mean, I completely admire the talent that they put on the ice. I mean, they work, they compete, they're big, and they have a lot of skill to blend in there with all of that. But you know us. I mean, we always seem to find ways to get as much out of our group as possible, and maybe that's not enough to beat, you know, Seattle, but we will judge ourselves whether we gave everything we could. That's how we always judge ourselves, and we'll let the chips fall where they may. And, you know, people are always surprised by us, but things happen, so that's our attitude going into this, is that we're going to beat them.
Kevin, thank you. That sets the scene, and that's Silver Tips head coach Kevin Constantine. We'll come back in a moment from downtown Everett for game 2 of the second round of the WHL playoffs. You're listening to Sound Transit, Everett Silver Tips Hockey on Fox Sports 1380 and FM 95.3.